This is KEXP 90.3 FM. We stream online at kexp.org and our mobile apps. I'm your host, Miss Ashley, and it's my pleasure to welcome back, live on KEXP, Calexico.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Seattle, how's it going out there?
Dried grace, fault lines scattered, holding back from falling in. Fire's glue finds your eye. Got it, rocks and trees, a bridge of pinyon smoke rising slowly. Shed in a skin, the fire's glow finds your eye. We'll breathe the ocean one more time. Bury your hands beneath the clay.
All right, that was Caldera. That's kind of a song about life and death in all these modern and ancient times. We're going to do a song now called Then You Might See. This is a co-write with Pieta Brown out there in Iowa. Hey, Pieta. Hope you're doing well. How you doing, Scott?
Great.
All right, you guys ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Live on KEXP.
Thank you so much for having us here, Ashley.
Thank you for being here.
I know I'm not supposed to look at you or talk to you, but I just wanted to say thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We're going to play a song called Rancho Azul. And, it's kind of a stripped-down arrangement of the song. See what it sounds like.
All points vanish out west. Silhouette stands alone. Geek afraid of the garden. The seas they trembled and fall. Wearing a dress of milagros, a veil as black as night. Always in her mind these visions return. She's chasing the demons away. The winds are sweeping the side. Kika hiding in town. A bird trapped in the wires can barely speak and break free. Wearing a dress of milagros, a veil as black as night. Always in her mind these visions return. She's chasing
so much.
You're listening to Calexico live on KEXP.
It is so good to be back here. And we're going to close out our set with a song that was a collaboration between Calexico and our good friend Camilo Lara, who's down in Mexico City. Camilo's in the fantastic project Mexican Institute of Sound. So, Camilo, if you're listening, It's time to wake up, bro. Time for some cafecitos. Let's do it.
Dust in the cumbia, I'm dancing with you. Monsoon rains come, I'm gonna wash us away. We'll be dancing in the mud till the tape is away. Take us away. Never end. Waiting for the moon to give me a sign. Then we'll roll downtown under the neon light. Shadows dancing in Sonora, hearts full of dust. Underneath the moonlight, venture from the shadows. Dancing in Sonora, hearts full of dust.
Mexico. Thank you for that beautiful performance.
De nada. You're welcome.
Joey, would you like to introduce the band?
That's a great idea.
All right. I'm going to start over here with the drums. This is John Convertino, folks. Applause, applause, applause. On the bass, we got Scott Kohlberg. On the trumpet section, we've got Jacob Valenzuela and Rick Perrone. On the guitar and vocals, we got Brian Lopez. And on the keys, percussion and samples, we got Sergio Mendoza.
Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You have a new record. El Mirador is your 10th studio album. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, feels good to have a new record out.
How was the experience of being separated while conceptualizing the record and then reuniting to record it?
It was glorious. It was amazing, yeah. And we weren't sure how and where and when we were going to record, but we knew we really wanted to. And
Thankfully, Sergio had this brilliant idea of making a home studio in his backyard. Somewhere about a year into the pandemic, he bought a couple of shipping containers and found a friend to help him construct this incredible studio. So thank you, Sergio.
Thank you,
Sergio. Without you, we wouldn't be here right now. And it was a lot of fun. And Jacob and his brother Isaac, they helped out. I'm sure there were a lot of other friends who helped out. But it's a labor of love and kind of a testament to how you keep a band going and how you keep it moving and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, we're really, really happy with the way it all came out.
Sounds like a real community effort.
Mm-hmm.
In what way has the turning point of the pandemic been the most revealing about the music industry to you as an artist?
Oh, I think at the beginning of this, when I was talking to our friend Chris Schultz, who's an engineer, and he just kind of realized just how further on people are with home recording and less reliant on recording studios, which is sad, I think, you know, especially for a career and in that business of the recording aspect, which I really still value quite a bit. So I think that was a sign. There's all sorts of other signs. But I think with anything, with being creative and being an artist, you look for those ways to keep going. And there's going to be difficulties or challenges, but you kind of rise above and get creative, whether it's music business or the actual song construction or recording or touring. So try to keep a optimistic attitude.
I like that. I love all the Latin influences in El Mirador. And I know that's not unique to your sound, but I feel like it's a little more prominent on this record.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for this record sonically and also lyrically?
Yeah. Well, gosh. I mean, you know, so sonically and musically, I would say that we had a couple of discussions with friends. Camilo Lara is one of them. Andy Calkin at Anti is another, who just sort of said, hey, have you guys thought about doing an album more in that direction of just keeping things upbeat and continuing to bring out some of the Latin tunes and some of the cumbias? And of course, there's a lot of fantastic talent here in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And Sergio's responsible for a lot of the influences and direction. We reached out to some of our friends and Mariachi Luz de Luna in Tucson. Hey, Johnny! And I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of this music that we play in any given show. There's a lot of that sort of that's going down on the set in the show. So I thought, you know, this album will reflect more of the live show. So it felt natural and it felt great. And I also kind of feel like North America needs to get over itself and embrace diversity all across the board. So it felt good just kind of raising the middle finger to a lot of people who are quite uptight.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming back to KEXP. Like I said, great to have you.
We love it here, Ashley. It's so great. And the staff, thank you to Julian, and thank you to Jim and your crew. You guys are all amazing. And for those of you who are watching down in Central and South America, we're right here. We love you so much. We can't wait to come back and play down there in Mexico and Chile. And never been to Colombia, but I know that there's a lot of you down there that are watching, and we would love to come and collaborate with you. And I can't wait for those days to come.
The new record is available now, casadecalexico.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the whole crew at KEXP, as Joey said. And thank you for everyone tuned in. Listeners like you who support KEXP make these sessions possible. You can go to kexp.org for more information. And thanks for checking out Calexico live on KEXP.